For those who don't understand what we're talking about, the Vestalviolers perform the movie live as it's playing in the background on a screen or dual screen at Binghamton University. We perform it live on stage in front of the movie screen, acting out all the roles and everything. And Jackie, what you created was putting up a bedroom sheet and then putting out a light behind us to create the silhouettes. And I'm very impressed with that. I have to agree with you, though. Eddie's dinner scene, Eddie's Teddy song, has got to be one of my favorite moments for the numerous times where if someone in the cast has a birthday and if they're in that scene, we've had the cake come out during that scene. And knowing that there's a real human person underneath the table or sheet, I've had so much fun just reaching under and just trying to make them laugh and move by poking them maybe, or in the case of like Aaron or whatever, I'll go under a sheet and just blow on their belly, you know. Kind of fun.
I usually pinch their nose so they start screaming, but
yeah, keep, you know, like close off their oxygen supply. Yes.
They're getting good now though. Last night or just recently, we had our Eddie was holding things up like through the sheet. So we'd like swat him down. He'd be good for a little while. He'd hold more things up, you know, just preempting
rubber
us
chickens.
On that.
We have a lot of rubber chickens.
A lot of the rubber chickens, indeed.
Immensely useful rubber chickens. It's good for so many things.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I've had a great time being here tonight with these good, fine folks here and talking about all the movie and everything. As a reminder, we are the Vestalviolers, Binghamton's only, therefore best, Rocky Horror cast in Binghamton. Anna, actually, you came up with one of our taglines. We're the rockinest Rocky Horror cast in Binghamton. Aren't we the only? Yeah, that's why we're the rockinest. I remember that from a meeting. But anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But our next show, I believe, is November 18th at Binghamton University. Cost is the same as always. Doors open at 5:30. And for more information,
I
can tell the cost.
Sure.
5:30.
I said I was still thinking of the
cost.
You were
thinking of the cost.
Exactly. I didn't know if I could say that on this channel.
I don't see a problem with
it. Okay. Well, the cost of the show is $5, and that goes to help support.
Doors open at
7:30. And we are sponsored in part by the Rainbow Pride Association and Union of Binghamton University. But come maybe November, but definitely in December, we will be moving our show to join up with Endicott. We are coming out of the shell again. We have a theater now. We used to have the art. That's gone. We're coming to the Cinema Saver in Endicott. That'll be our new home for a while, we hope. But don't worry. For those of you who love the BU shows, we won't be giving those up anytime soon.
That's an awesome thing. And we were, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you're coming across the river from Vestal. And we all know how we all feel about Vestal. Matter of fact, right before Vestal slaughtered UE a couple of weeks ago in their football game, boy, was that a torture fest.
That was.
The roar of the river.
Yeah, well, the school announced, you know, during lunch that instead of pizza, we're going to be having bear meat for lunch. And, I mean, there's a real rivalry going
legal?
On. I don't know, but I was curious. Justine's got a few questions that she wants to ask you guys also. But before, I wanted to know, you know, since, you know, in Vestal, you guys have Binghamton University, and you've got the mall, and you've got all that liberal stuff. Over here across the river, you know, they're much more conservative. So are you going to change the show a little bit? Maybe make, instead of Dr. Frankenfurter, making, you know, putting him as a transvestite, perhaps in a business suit, and creating, instead of, you know, a Frankenstein monster, perhaps creating, say, some kind of a business deal or something like that?
Well, we have been thinking about doing Republican Night. I know that was one of the theme nights we were kicking around.
Right, like, I do look good in a business suit, and I definitely can wear my dad's suit. It's just not a big problem.
And, you know, we could always, always, always start a war with the other movies.
You know, Janet, I think you'd be really good there, Anna, as, like, Tipper Gore or something. Yeah.
I think I would make an excellent Tipper Gore. Look how thrilled I am to have a wedding ring.
I'm going to go to war against music.
Cheney.
Yeah. The invincible man now because he's got like 5 hearts and 3 kidneys.
Well,
we were going to stop him, but he overpowered us.
Well, Scott, what are you going to be? I mean, what's your counterpart in the Republican Party?
Well, Newt Gingrich kind of flips sides now. So, boy, I don't know who I've got left to fall back on.
I'm thinking of the guy behind the scenes, and there's got to be one. And I'm thinking
somebody in the Pentagon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so we're having questions.
Greenspan.
Exactly.
I could be Greenspan, yes. All right. Some questions for us then, you said.
When you first did this, how did you feel? Like, how did you feel for the first time doing this?
Nervous.
Oh yeah, nervous. But once you started doing it, you just couldn't stop.
Nervous and just nervous. I was making bad jokes all night long, and everyone was just happy to get me on the stage out of earshot.
Well, everybody makes bad jokes. That's the whole point.
Well, yeah, but I'm not everybody.
Oh, well, true. You're one of us.
Yeah.
One of us. One of us.
Don't remind me.
Sorry.
She's also a clerk.
Oh, yes. That's from, like, also Freaks, I think, the movie.
Yeah.
Now, also, when you first did this, on a scale, how many times do you think you messed up while doing it?
On a scale?
Yeah.
Well, oh, man, when I've done this on a scale, I usually go from, like, 115 to 130, you know?
Yeah, I usually stay around 135.
A little bit more after the Thanksgiving shows sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, all the turkeys.
And the summer shows, we're usually a little bit lighter because we're running around all day. It's hot.
Yeah, and you start sweating and stuff. Yeah.
I'm a little muscular. I generally 140, 145, so.
So you're saying you got a scale of 1 to 10, then?
Probably.
How many times do we screw up the first time we ever did?
You know, I don't know if numbers are a real factor here. I mean, yeah, you can change things in the show, and maybe you'll miss something, but that's not necessarily a messing up thing. Yeah.
No, we don't mess up, really, because a lot of things are intentional, and it is a live show, so if somebody falls flat on their face, like I did this past weekend, it's funny.
You just make it into part of the show.
You just get up, dust yourself off, and keep on running, you know?
I just know that when I did Frank, I was really nervous, and I never wanted to do Frank again. No offense to you, Jackie. You can handle the part. I can't. That's just not me. I'm made for Brad.
I look better in the fishnets anyway.
Yeah, you do. I hate to say it, but you do. No, I love to say it, actually.
Now, when you were casted, did you like the parts that you were doing, or did you want to do something
good
else?
Good question. I know that I started out wanting to be Dr. Scott or Riff Raff, and I ended up looking like Brad, the very nerdy kind of thing. And I remember when it was offered to me, I jumped at the chance because I wanted to be a part of the cast so badly that I didn't care. And as time went on, I realized they had made the right choice of a part for me because it fit me so well. So usually in shows, we get to switch cast roles occasionally. Oh, yeah. Like, I played the criminologist recently for the first time. I don't remember doing Riff Raff.
Yeah, you've done Riff Raff.
Whoa. So many shows at this point. But what about you guys? Were you happy?
Well, I wanted to do Dr. Frankenfurter right off, but I don't have... I knew that I didn't have the acting experience. We have enough Dr. Frankenfurters as it is, and I can't afford a corset. So I'm happy with Janet, because with her I can get away with just a lot of fishnets and really, really humorous kind of meek behavior.
Yeah. When I was younger, just being in the audience, I always wanted to be Magenta, and I always thought it was the part for me, so I'd always dress up as Magenta and stuff. And then when they asked me to play Frankenfurter, I'm like, yeah, and that just became a part. But like I said, I've played Magenta in the cast in Dr. Frankenfurter, and when we switch roles, I've always wanted to play either Riff Raff or Rocky, but, you know, we're still... gonna maybe in the future.
I know a couple of our big guys in the cast have played Columbia before, petite Columbia, and we've had gender bender night where we switch roles, and I remember there was one show where we threw all the names into a hat and just said, okay, whoever picks what role out, that's the one you are tonight regardless. Right.
Wasn't there somebody who did the entire show by themselves? Was that our cast?
One time we had a show that got canceled midway through due to a legal problem, and something happened that we had to shut the show down that night. Due to building code or something went on, I don't recall what, but we relocated to a diner to regroup ourselves and mentally and be like, wow, what the heck happened? And we're sitting there, and Angela Tymon and Jordan D. White of our cast and a couple others jumped up from the table and started acting out the 40 minute of the film that we did not get to that night. For everyone that came to the whole group.
Audience.
We made it into a live dinner theater. It was great.
And I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out for making such a racket. You know?
Well, you'd already been kicked out of one place that night.
I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out for a game of tag we had one time in a diner.
They suffer so much for us, you know. Be nice to cafeteria workers and food service
and tip
people.
Well.
Yes. Trust us.
Where was this Denny's? Or?
This was at a Denny's. Yes, okay. Way back in the day, way back. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, those are good people. If you want to know just how good, go in a course, start singing Sweet Transvestite at a table.
Yeah. Actually, we actually got one of our waiters to actually put on a corset.
I remember that one, yeah.
He got a big tip.
Now, would there be a part that you don't want to play?
Oh. I don't want to do Frank again. That was just too rough on me. Other than that, I can't think of a part I don't want to play. I play any part. Yeah, I play part.
Honestly, anything goes, you know?
Yeah.
I'd make up my own part.
If I could, yeah. Right. I'm Steve.
Yeah, I'm the lab table.
I am Frank's chair.
Oh, please, can I be Frank's chair?
I am Frank's seething cauldron of rage. I am Frank's smirking revenge.
We've all seen Fight Club.
Yes, we have.
Not me, because I don't like Brad Pitt.
You don't like...
Blasphemy!
He's only... No, seriously. He's only good from the neck down. His
She's
face looks like he got hit by a truck.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp's the one for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Two against one on Brad Pitt. Two against one on that. Can we all agree maybe that Mel Gibson is hot?
No.
I kind of like Mel Gibson.
I do, too.
You should see Mel Gibson right now.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he looks like a mountain man. Yeah, he looks like Khomeini or Saddam. I don't know.
Scott.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah.
Let's stop raiding the super hunks and talk about Rocky.
Now, when you did the show, how much did you alternate it? Like, how much did you change of it exactly while acting?
It's less. We're of the moment, a lot of, you know.
We add a lot to the show by stupid little jokes. Like, Rocky, there's been a couple times like, where Frank is doing the creation speech. I've come in with an American flag and draped it behind, like, Patton. And or I remember one time during the bedroom scene, I came in wearing a striped shirt with a whistle and blew a football penalty on the room.
Right.
So I know we add stuff. We do change stuff. Yeah. Like during Damn It, Janet, the camera angles, we can't mimic the camera angles on stage. So sometimes we're, you know, Janet will be and you'll be on my left side, and on the screen they suddenly go to she's on the right side. So we got to jump around real quick.
Yeah, it's a little awkward, but I know that last show we had a couple audience members while Frank was on the floor show. He had just come out. And a few audience members leapt out of their seats, came down to the stage, and began to genuflect before him. And that was totally spur of the moment. That was quite funny.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta add in the audience factor.
Yeah.
You never know. One time we were doing a pre-show, and suddenly seven people ran down on the stage and assassinated me as the emperor.
Right.
And I had no plans for this. It was our toga show. I'm the emperor, and seven guys ran in doing Julius Caesar from Shakespeare, and so we can't expect that. But we changed some things, Jake.
We changed a lot of things. It's you know, like. If you've seen the movie a lot of times, it does get boring. But like with the cast, we're always adding stuff or changing things, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
You never know what you're going to see at the next show.
Now, have you ever put on the wrong costume before?
Have we ever? I remember the one time I dressed in his clothes. No, not yet. But
not yet.
It's coming, I'm sure.
I don't think I've ever dressed up. At least accidentally in somebody else's clothing at the show.
Right.
Perhaps forgot your boxers one day and then realized, uh-oh.
I've had that.
I've had one where I said, oh man, I don't have a black T-shirt, and I had to run off and get a black T-shirt before I came. But
you can always go run into the audience and say, hey, can I borrow that?
What's amazing though is most of our costumes are secondhand stuff. We buy maybe the fabric at a store or for the most part we make it in cast. We have a couple costume designers in our cast. Angela is one of our big ones, but we have a number of them in the cast who are good at sewing, good at designing, and they really do designs and do amazing stuff with the material. And so we basically do our own. You know, some things like the Denton patch that Brad wears on his jacket, I had to buy it.
Right.
But I got the jacket from a hand down of the cast and things like that. So, any others?
Now, have you like when you first ever did your first part? Did you stutter a lot?
We lip sync.
Yeah, for the most part, we lip sync.
So it's kind of hard to stutter when it's somebody else's voice. But like, I know a few other cast members do this, and I do it. I say every single line out loud. If you're close enough to hear me, you can hear me sing. It might not be very good singing because I'm not a singer, but hey, you know, I know the part, and it's just something that comes natural.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. You know, during the show, you and I will stand there and be like, horse brutality?
Yeah.
All we wanted to do was use your telephone, damn it, a reasonable request that you've chosen to ignore. Brad, don't be ungrateful.
Yeah, a lot of the cast actually.
Expecting you to do that.
A lot of the cast actually does AP lines instead of singing or doing their lines. Personally, I can't hit Susan Sarandon's notes because, as I'm sure you've noticed, my voice is rather low. So I usually sing Brad's part.
It's very strange.
You can sing a tenor part.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you just guys lend me a tenor? Sorry.
This is possibly a question that you guys can't answer. How many times have you done it?
Let's see. So, this is my seventh Halloween. How many times have I done it? Anna, you've probably got the easiest. You've only done, like, what, three?
No. I mean, I've only done three shows.
Performed three.
I'm trying to think for your sakes how long I've been doing it, how many times I've seen you guys perform in it.
That would be about, what, eight or nine probably over the last year since November when you first saw it. It's got to be up near 100 for me at this point. I've been in the cast 7 years, and you've been in just under seven.
Yeah, five or six.
Yeah, just after me. So we've done almost probably 100 shows each, easily. I've seen it more.
Yeah, attending shows, not performing it. It reads over, like, probably 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have cast members who have been going to Rocky since they were infants. I believe.
Literally.
So
we had a cast member for a short time who was actually conceived at Rocky Horror a long time ago. Yes.
Sorry, I believe it was in New York City.
Yes.
We were conceived at a show.
And so,
anything could happen.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're getting a little risque now. That's what happens with us.
Now, when you first saw the Rocky Horror movie, not live, but the actual movie, what did you think of it the first time you saw it?
I was so confused. I didn't know what to think. Only in, like, the last show, it might be, you know, every show I see, I make better connections for the characters' motivations. But honestly, it is a cult movie, which is another way to say that it is a gloriously bad movie. And there's no way, shape, or form you're going to get it the first time seeing it. I was totally confused.
I don't know. I got it the first time. I was a third grader.
I retract that statement.
I actually, after the first time I saw it, actually wore out my VHS copy of it, and that kind of just rewinding and just rewatching it and learning the dances and stuff and just learning the parts. And now I have, like, so many VHSs and DVDs that it's like, okay, which one do I want to watch this time, you know?
Which edition?
Yeah, which edition?
This is the last question we have, but have you ever gone out of part? Like, have you ever gone out?
All the time.
Yes, every time we do an AP line, every time I can think of one moment where Brad, there's a moment where he's standing in an elevator at the end in his bathrobe, and the AP line he said that was created is, he never beats me like that, because Riff Raff's being hit with a whip. And usually I do that one by stepping aside from the screen and the part and look at the audience and say, never beats me like that, and then step right back into the role.
Right.
Yeah, we break character quite a bit.
Yeah. But sometimes we stay in character, too. It makes it fun. But, like, we break character all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. just had something to add to it.
Let's give them... Forgot I didn't have a mic in front of me. Let's give them one more reminder about where they can see you guys, how they can get in touch with you guys, and, more important, are you guys inviting new people into the cast?
Right now, I think... I'd have to ask the casting director, but right now it looks like we're a pretty full cast at this point. This is the biggest cast we've had, Jackie, since I came in.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times, like we'd have to get people from the audience to play parts.
Yeah, I remember one time we had to play Rocky with a He-Man doll or a Stretch Armstrong doll. Was one night.
I think it was one Halloween we didn't have a Columbia, and somebody had a Columbia action doll.
Yes. And then, we used that for the show.
Yeah.
Right now I don't think we're looking for anybody. We've got at least two people on every role.
Understudies for everybody. We still have extra people.
And we've got trannies, so we've got everything right now. But for more information on those cast members and who they are, and you can learn a little bit about some of them. They have the bios up there. You can check out our website. You can also find out the AP script, the entire AP script, which I'm told by a couple, like of the big casts in the country. We have one of the most comprehensive cast scripts out there due to our cast members spending like 6 years typing up every line they could ever hear. But we have that. We have a number of things on our site at binghamton.rhps.org. You can check that out. You can also join our cast mailing list and find out. You get the first scoop on the upcoming shows, things like that. You can also see some great cast photos from the days of the Art Theater.
Yeah.
And speaking of next show, that's coming up when, Jackie?
November 18th at BU.
At BU. And Anna, what time is that? What time do the doors open on that one?
It should be at 7:30.
And I believe it'll probably be Lecture Hall 8 for about $5.
Probably
around there. And then the big news, of course, though.
We have a theater.
Great singing.
Yay.
Yay. The Art Theater, gone for 2 years, but we are back. Back indeed. It's coming back. We don't know what. It might be November. Might be December. But it's going to be before the year's out. We're going to be at the Cinema Saver in Endicott.
Our new home.
We're coming across the river, but we're not abandoning Vestal, folks. We're not abandoning Binghamton.
No. We're going to have BU shows because we have a large...
People like... There are a lot of people who like the 7:30 show.
Yeah.
But we're bringing the midnight show, and everything that made the Art Theater shows great is coming back.
Yay.
Including us.
The resurrection of Rocky Horror.
The Passion of Rocky. Anyway, it's been a really great time. I've had a great time here tonight.
I think we ought to thank our hosts for inviting us onto the show.
Indeed, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
We hope to see not only you two, but also many of you listeners at the next show. Any final thoughts, girls?
Come to the show. Have fun.
It was great being here today. Thanks for showing interest and enjoy the show, folks.
Yeah. Indeed. Take care.